Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I like this song. It has 5 chords. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. It might actually be 4 chords. Anyway, real quickly. Are you scared to even book a flight? Many of you make a big deal out of going down to Miami. See the Bills play Miami. Some of you go to a big party down in Miami every fall. Well, are you at all concerned that even if you get to Miami on time, when it's time to return Miami to Buffalo, this flight has been canceled? You are SOL. That is a concern. And for me, I told you, I need to get away. I've been cooped up in the house too long. I've been cooped up in Western New York too long. It was actually exciting to drive to Wilson, New York a few times. Look, different scenery, because I travel in a 5-mile radius. I'm like a crow, except I think they fly more than I do. But I am scared to go on vacation because I've heard that friends went to New York City for a wonderful weekend. Oh, the flight Buffalo to New York City was just fine. But getting back, your flight has been canceled. They had to spend days in New York City. They weren't planning on spending in New York City. And to get back to Buffalo, which is a 50-minute flight, maybe an hour, getting back to Buffalo, you know what they had to do? They had to go from New York City to Atlanta. Atlanta to Buffalo. That is absurd. But that's what they had to do in order to get home. I don't know how much it cost. I don't know what any make goods were by the airlines. I don't know. But I hear stories like this, and as much as flying, the actual act of flying doesn't bother me. I'm not a white-knuckle flyer. I'm the guy you want to sit next to on the plane. Seriously. But the aviation accident situation, that doesn't even enter into the equation. It's all about, am I actually going to be able to get back once I've gotten to where I wanted to go? Because by the end of a week, especially certain places, you are exhausted, man. You are spent. Last thing you want to do is crash. Well, bad word. Last thing you want to do is pass out on an airport floor. And true story, my daughter ran into this before COVID was even a thing in Chicago. And the airport wouldn't even let her stay in the terminal. She had to sleep outside, at which point she was ripped off of her cell phone and her laptop. This is many years, a few years ago. Cell phone and a laptop ripped off. Really. And the police at the Chicago airport, I think it was O'Hare, they were about as helpful as boobies on a board. Not at all. It's Chicago. 803, I mean, hell, they were probably in on it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tell us about your airline horror stories, either getting there or getting back to Buffalo. What happened to you? How many days were you delayed? How much did the rental car cost you? See, if you can even find a rental car now, you pay out the butt for a rental car. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your airline horror stories. Getting back home, getting there. Atticus is in Orchard Park. You're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Wonderful day.
Great. So this actually just happened this past week. I was taking my vacation. I was going to fly out to Charlotte last Saturday. So I haven't flown since second grade. So I had that smile on my face when it started taking off, too.
I always count down how many seconds. I always try to estimate, based on the number of people on the plane and the weather condition, how long the takeoff roll is going to take. And I usually nail it. It's about 35 seconds, give or take, but that's my little hobby. But keep going, please.
It's pretty cool. Okay, so the flight out of Buffalo was fine. It was no issues at all. We start getting to right about 20 minutes away from Charlotte, and there's all of a sudden a thunderstorm over just the airport. So the pilot says that we're going to be pretty much just doing left-hand turns in the air until it clears up. So we did that for about a half hour, and then the runway that we were supposed to land on was closed, so we had to go past the airport, turn around, and then enter that way. But that's nothing compared to the flight home. And this just happened on Friday. I get to the airport. I go up when my group is called. And then they scan my phone with the boarding pass. And then the lady says, okay, I need you to stand over there, like by the desk. Like, okay. Apparently, they switched planes and got a smaller plane. And the plane was already sold out.
No.
So there was like a lottery system, apparently. I drew the short straw. And there was like 10 or 15 people that were taken off of that flight. And they're like, don't worry, we can still get you home tonight. But it wasn't, because this was all just a direct flight. But none of the ones that they were going to get us home to. So anyway, so people were complaining, yelling up a storm. I'm trying to stay as calm and as kind as I can, because I can't imagine being put in that position for them. I mean, that's got to suck. So it paid off, or so I thought. One guy at the counter kind of stealthily printed out a boarding pass and just slid it to me. And I was just like, thank you so much. So I got back in line. She scanned my ticket, and she's like, but you're going to have to check your bag. I'm like, I don't care. I just want to get home. So I get on the plane, and I'm at my looking for my seat. There's somebody in my seat.
No.
Okay. So I go back up front to the flight attendant, and they're trying to figure out, how does my ticket say this and there's somebody there? So after about like 20 minutes, like 10 different people trying to figure out what the hell happened, I get taken back off the plane because it's full. Like, Jesus. Okay.
You thought you were in the clear. You thought you'd struck up a rapport. You got the boarding pass. You got your treat after sitting and begging like a dog, and now you got kicked off the plane.
Exactly.
The plane.
Who says nice guys finish last? So the airline did actually end up giving everybody who was kicked off that flight a $1,000 flight credit, which was like three times as much as the flight cost. So, I mean, that was kind of cool. But anyway, so...
Yeah, the flight credit, here's the thing. It's only as good as, are you actually going to be able to get a flight?
Yeah, right. So after waiting at the airport for the next flight, which is like 3 hours away, we took a flight and it went to Philly. So I got to Philly, and as I get off the little shuttle thing for my gate, I hear on the loudspeaker, it was something from a movie, I swear to God, I hear on the loudspeaker, final boarding call for Buffalo, gate F-16, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
No. So well, Philadelphia. Philadelphia has all these buildings, and I don't even know how Philadelphia Airport is set up. But if you've ever been there, it's like a mini city, as you can probably attest.
Yeah, that's why. Because when I was like, all right, I don't even know where the hell this gate is, and they were like, honestly, your best bet's probably just take the shuttle bus. I'm like, okay, fine. So me and a couple of other guys that were going to Buffalo got that, and we all heard him. We're like, okay, time to run. So, yeah, and what also sucked is that they checked my bag the first flight. So it was on that flight and supposedly would be waiting for me in Buffalo when I eventually arrived. I'm like, but if I'm not on that flight, I kind of need my bag back. They're like, there's nothing we can do. It's already down below. I'm like,
what was in your bag that you needed?
Just medication, stuff like that.
Oh, see, here's a little thing that you got to keep in mind. If you have medication, those always go in your carry-on bag. If you have a CPAP machine, that goes in carry-on. All of your medical necessities, you carry on. You do not let those out of your sight.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that I only had a carry-on.
But they made you check it?
Yeah, because they were so booked that they ran out of room.
I missed that part.
Everybody that medically got a seat, they were forced to check their bag at no cost. But
so it's a quick question here. Did you make the flight at gate F-16?
I did. The lady was funny when we finally were out of breath at the gate. She's like, oh, I'm sorry you missed it. But no, we didn't miss it. We made it.
Oh, that is not a time to play a practical joke on somebody. Traveling is stressful enough. You don't need somebody whipping out their shtick.
I know it.
So you finally got home, but I get the feeling just based to see this. I'm hearing these stories and worse all the time from people who are flying. Based on what happened to you, how likely are you to get on a plane again in the not too distant future?
I mean, I got $1,000 credit, so I'll be going somewhere at some point.
Well, $1,000 credit, but is it going to be worth whatever aggravation that $1,000 credit brings you? It's almost as though flying has become the travel mode of last resort now.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess it depends where I'm going.
Indeed. All right, great story, Atticus. Thank you. Very well told. Very well done. Have you flown lately, and did everything go according to plan, or did you get bumped around, end up in Atlanta when you should have been in Buffalo, sent to Chicago when you were trying to get to Miami? What happened when you flew the last time? I want to fly. I want to get away. At the same time, personally, I'm scared to go anywhere. I'm worried about getting back because if I put in a hard week vacation, I'm pretty spent by the end of the week. I don't feel like being exhausted in an airport. Here is Williamsville, and Mary is on WBEN. Back to Mary now in Williamsville. Sorry about the false start there, Mary, but these things happen. Tell us about your nightmare flight, your flight from hell.
Okay, so I was on my honeymoon, and we went to Hawaii for 2 weeks. And it was beautiful. We had a wonderful time, okay? So we're leaving, and my husband is in this hurry, and he's packing the bags. And I'm not really paying attention. And he took the sand from the beach, which I didn't know at the time was kind of illegal, and he put it in bags in my purse. Now, if anybody's been to Hawaii, it's white sand, okay? And we're leaving, and we're going through the metal detectors and all that stuff. And they're like, whose purse is this? And I didn't really realize what he had done. And I was like, well, it's my purse. And they dump it out, and all these little white bags came out with white powder. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my. No. No.
Yeah. So they take me in this room. They're frisking me. They're going through all my stuff. You know, they didn't even confiscate my husband. And it was this nightmare.
What was your husband doing when this happened? Time out. Did your new husband, you said it was your honeymoon, did he just leave you on your own?
Well, they could have cared less because it was my purse.
It was your purse, but you're his wife. Didn't he step up?
No. I was like, I don't even know what the hell this is. So I was yelling at him, and he goes, it's sand. And now taking the sand from Hawaii is illegal. But they finally did all these tests, and it came back that it was just sand and it wasn't cocaine. They were so happy it wasn't cocaine that they let me keep it. But I couldn't believe.
Oh, no. They were not happy it wasn't cocaine, because a seizure like that justifies their budget line. They were disappointed it wasn't cocaine, because they would have gotten a nice popcorn headline in the Honolulu Star-Telegram or whatever it is.
But I couldn't believe it. I got surrounded by all these guards that looked like huge prison guards. I mean, they looked like big NFL players.
So
and
you said that they frisked you. Please tell me they didn't do an invasive search of your body.
No, they had this little tiny female guard come in, and she just kind of went through all my stuff. And she didn't do, like, you know, an orifice, whatever you want to call it, thing. But
body
I
cavity.
Just couldn't believe it. Body cavity. But I just was like, I don't even know where this came from.
Oh, that's what they all say. That's what, like, watching the old Cops TV, you'd find the woman with the bag of crack in her bra. I don't know whose this is.
Well, I really didn't, because he had done it, and he ran out of room in his carry-on, so he threw it in my purse.
I believe it.
Yeah, and when it went through the thing, the you know, where they can see in your bag, it looks kind of like, what the heck? And that's when they dumped out my purse in front of everybody, and all these little white bags came out, and I was like, oh, my God, you guys, this is not cocaine.
Okay, this is I've got so many emotions going on right now. Number one, in a way, it's funny. Number two, I can't believe your husband didn't just speak up right away and say, I put it there, it's sand, this is on me, I take responsibility.
Well, it happened so quick that they whisked me away. You know what I mean? They seriously couldn't have cared less about him. They whisked me in this room. There's all these guards in there. And I'm like, I just want to get back to Buffalo.
Well, this actually might give people an idea. If maybe you on your honeymoon and things didn't go that well, perhaps you buy the real stuff and you put it in the purse when they're not looking, and then they end up doing 5 years in Honolulu, and you end up with a divorce.
Well,
always thinking ahead here. Always thinking ahead. But see, usually these airline horror stories involve scheduling, because there aren't enough pilots. There aren't enough planes. The airlines are short-staffed like everybody else. And one of the lingering questions, Mary, on this program is, how is everybody short-staffed and nobody working, and yet people have money for Springsteen tickets?
Oh, true. True. I agree.
It's like that line in The Road to Perdition. The guy who wants to be the bodyguard for Mr. Rooney is talking to Tom Hanks, and he says, nobody's got money for food, but they sure have it for, I can't say what he said, they sure have it for other things here, meaning prostitutes and booze.
Yeah. But I just couldn't believe that happened. I'm coming back from my honeymoon.
That's mortifying.
And I tell this story. To this day, I tell this story, and they're like, I can't believe you stayed with him. And I said, you don't understand. They whisked me away so quick.
Wow.
You know, they could have cared less who I was with.
Wow.
And I was literally in this room with, like, 20 people, and they were going through everything, and I just couldn't believe it. And then they came back, and they're like, it's sand. And I'm like, I didn't even know it was in my bag. Which is, you know, everybody says that. But no, it was my honeymoon.
Unbelievable. I must confess something to you, Mary, that if you were my wife and that happened, I don't care how fast it happened, I would have been aware of what was going on. I would have immediately taken responsibility for it. There's no way you're going to go back and get frisked when I know that I did it.
Well, to be honest, they could have cared less about him,
No, but he should have cared about you. That's the point is not what they cared about him. The point is him and you. That's the point.
Well, they separated us. And then I said to him after, I said, did they question you? And he said, no, they could have cared less about me. And I thought, well, wait a minute. If it really was cocaine, don't you think they should have questioned him? You know?
Well, you had the possession of it, but had he spoken up? It's a very interesting question, but don't bring sand from Hawaii, even though they let you keep it. What were they going to do with it? Drive it back to the beach? Thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate the call. That is an amazing story. So that was not quite what I was looking for, but it was highly entertaining. So people that I know went to New York City for a wonderful weekend. Oh, they had a wonderful weekend, but they had to add a few days to their stay in New York City. Why? Because their flight got canceled. It got canceled. The only way they got home was to fly from New York City to Atlanta, Atlanta to Buffalo. Is that stupid or is that stupid? Seriously. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, for as much as you might enjoy flying, for as much as you need a getaway after being locked up in your home, is it even worth it now? Is anybody out there kind of the same mindset I am? Yes, you want to get away, but you're scared to book a flight because the airlines just aren't living up to their end of the deal anymore. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.